And this is Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
We march and rally to support the Spectrum Strikers.
On strike, 6 months and counting, Spectrum cable workers head from the picket line to cross bridges to build support amongst the public for their fight for a fair contract and to save their union amidst a media whiteout of their historic labor struggle.
We're at Casman's Plaza, and we see a good friend. We've been seeing him for 6 months now. His brother, there are too few people in this city who understand what it's like to have been out of work, to be on a picket line for 6 months. Tell us who you are, the kind of work you do, and what it's meant to be on strike for 6 months.
Troy Walcott, steward for Spectrum Cable. 6 months out of work. I don't really think you could explain in words without actually being through it. And some of our people right now are not knowing how they're surviving. But when you look at the alternative, not being able to provide for their families for the future, there's really no choice they have but to fight to try to keep only what we already have.
You've been out for 6 months. How are you doing? How's your family doing?
It's been trying for me with not only the burden of my family, but the burden of all the members' families on my back. My stuff is bad until sometimes you hear someone else's stories. Being on the border of being put out of their homes, not understanding of how they're going to be able to take care of a sick child. The burden turns from my simple problems to the problems of many, and it starts to see a much larger picture than just myself.
Tell us the issues that have made you folks out, stay strong for 6 months now.
What the company did was tell us that our benefits as far as medical, pension, moving forward, and the dignity that we have as workers wasn't as important. They would transfer and give us compensation, extra cash to make up and take it away from the benefits and the pensions that support our future. They told us, and they've been telling the news media for months now, that they've offered us a robust compensation package. Who would take 6 months out of work with no pay because someone's offering them more money? It's a shell game that they're playing. Our workers saw right through it, and they know our future is important more than a dollar today.
There are 500 scabs out there doing your work. Many of them come from out of state. There was a provision in the leasing agreement that they could not bring in out-of-state workers. What's going on with them? Are they trying to break the union? Are you going to stand for it?
Definitely trying to break the union. The company is using them as pawns. They bring them out of state to do the work undertrained. They don't care about customer quality. As long as they can put a face or a body in front of someone to fill the spot, that's what they're doing. And these people are coming into New York City, taking wages and work from here and taking it back to their state and leaving the New York City economy undercut. They're using them as pawns to attack the way of life that we have here in New York City as far as being able to keep decent wages and decent benefits.
Tell us about the kind of work that you and your brothers here do.
We provide service for New York City. Cable, internet, phone. We're a lifeline for communication for this city, and people depend on it. What the company is doing is using that dependency and the franchise agreement they hold to hold people hostage. When customers complain or workers complain about rights being violated, because they have a franchise agreement, a hold on the city where people don't have much of a choice, they're using it as tyranny to make sure that they be able to control how our lives lives and how the customers maintain their service. Me personally, if there's a section in the city that doesn't have cable service, I find a way to bring it to that area. And the men and women that work with me, every aspect from the cable that has to deal with, from laying it to providing the service that keeps it running in people's homes, everything that has to do with that service, we take care of.
And there's been some innuendo that Spectrum is ripping off the consumer.
It's something that we've been saying for a long time. We've had numerous of our technicians that have been actually disciplined for work that we were telling the company for years now that was beyond our control, that we couldn't fix, and we didn't have the statistics to prove it. And now with the Attorney General lawsuit, it just came to light that we were correct. The service that we were trying to go out and fix on a daily basis and getting blamed for were things that Spectrum Cable was lying to the customers about, not only lying to them, lying to us, and we took the blame.
The situation's been going on for 6 months. Scabs coming in. people talking about that they are trying to bust the union. Is today a game changer? All the support you're getting from unions throughout the city, from politicians, from community groups, is this the beginning of a real fight back?
This is going to be the beginning of not just a fight. Spectrum tried to start a fight, but now this is going to turn into a movement. They've been able to beat on this for these past few months without any media attention, so they've been able to keep it quiet. Now the unions of this city are united, so they won't be able to hold our voices down any longer. So now their fight just turned into a movement.
Troy Local Union 3, IBEW, you've been holding strong. We support you. Good luck and stay strong.
Thank you, and thank you for all your support. You've been with us there since the beginning.
Stay strong.
Thank you.
Somebody might say, now wait a minute, what a nurse is doing at a demonstration for IBEW, Local 3, Spectrum workers. So tell us why you're here and how important it is.
It's important to be here because as a union member, it is good to be in solidarity with others because it affects us all. Once it's recognized that they can do this to other union workers, it would soon fall back on others. So we are here to support in solidarity for our Local 3 members. I'm Jackie Gilbert.
And what kind of work do you do?
I'm a registered nurse and I work at Harlem Hospital.
Now we are surrounded by this whole group here. So who do we...
Hi, I'm Pat Kane. I'm the treasurer of the New York State Nurses Association. I just want to say to Local 3 that your fight is our fight. Part of your fight is maintaining your health benefits. The nurses of the New York State Nurses Association take care of all of New York. We will continue to do that. We have your back.
Here, here. I mean, all these magnificent women around me are all saying, stand with Local 3. Why do you want to stand with Local 3?
If it affects one union, it affects all unions.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a registered nurse at LIJ Valley Stream.
Well, we're all brothers and sisters in the labor movement, and like we say, an attack against one is an attack against all. What they do to them, they can do to us, they can do to everybody. And we're here to say that not one union, but all unions and all workers deserve a pension, deserve retirement dignity, deserve health benefits, deserve a decent wage. And that's why we're here. We have to stick together. This is an incredible evidence of solidarity among all of us. There's 1,800 workers on strike. There's three times that many out here supporting them. It's a beautiful thing to see, and we're going to fight to the end.
Nurses love Local 3! Nurses love Local 3! Nurses love Local 3! Nurses love Local 3!
I want to thank you for the turnout to support our 1,800 Local 3 members who have been on strike against Charter Spectrum for almost 6 months. It is our hope that this march and rally will wake up this corporation to retain our pension and health benefits, dignity and security in retirement. Retiree medical coverage is what's at stake. To demand that Charter settle this strike. This is blatant union busting by a CEO that made $98 million last year. At this time, I want to call up to the podium the governor of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo. We are going to demand the respect that we deserve. Corporate America is trying to break unions all over this country. They want to see the Supreme Court and the public employee unions as we know it. That's why they want to defund the Department of Labor. It's not going to happen. Now to the Charter Corporation. They made certain representations when they came into this state that if we allowed them in this state, they would improve the quality of service to customers. They would invest in technology.
they would build out the broadband system. Last week, we fined them $13 million for being late on their build out. And I want to know how they're going to improve customer service without the workforce that knows how to provide customer service. Yeah. I am going to hold them to every letter and the spirit of that document. And if they don't get their act together and fulfill that agreement, they're going to be out of the state of New York. And I want Charter to understand, today is the beginning. The labor movement is coming together in a way they haven't come together in decades. And if we stand together as one to the proposition that union brothers and union sisters stand together in solidarity, there is no beating us. And that's what the Local 3 fight is all about. And this is a fight that we will not lose.
It's time. We're going out of this park, over that bridge, when we get on to the other side. This rally continues. You ready to march?
We're at Foley Square now. We marched over the Brooklyn Bridge with two 16-foot rats in the lead, symbolizing corporate greed, putting our brothers and sisters from Local 3 IBEW back to work. Why you got this, what is it, a 12 or a 16-foot rat?
The rat is a manifestation of our anger at this situation. It is appalling what they're doing to these workers. We're here in support of the electricians. We're part of the building trades. We're the labor, Local 79. We're here in support of our union brothers. It's about people being exploited and our anger at that.
It's also great fun to see these rats as symbolic of bosses' greed and corporate profiteering. What do you do with the rat? How do you get it to come out to Foley Square?
It's put it on the back of the truck. It inflates. There's a little motor in there, a blower, blows up, and it goes up and down. It's just like it's a big balloon.
So it's become symbolic of anti-labor activity in this city?
And nationwide, what's going on across this nation. Here, typically, non-union workers here in New York City get paid what we got paid in the 1980s, minus the benefit. When a person gets $15, $20 an hour, how do they support themselves? They can't, can they? Why should Spectrum be allowed for the billions of dollars that they're worth, and now they're saying they don't want these Local 3 electricians? It's appalling.
These brothers have been out for 6 months now. How are they going to prevail?
If you believe in the middle class and you believe in working folks, call them. Flood their phone lines. Say, stop this abuse. If you don't give people a living wage and people get pushed, then you'll see some sad times in this country. You can't feed your children or you can't pay your rent. People will do what they got to do. Have we come to that as a nation? Have we really become that?
Mind telling us who you are?
My name is Dennis Lee. I'm with Labor's Local 79.
For the working people of this country, the stakes have never been higher. We have had enough. We are labor, we are America's working people, and we are one. I want to acknowledge the striking Spectrum workers. I want to acknowledge the trade union movement that are here, the community organizations that are here to stand up, to say enough.
to introduce the president of the AFL-CIO, Brother Richard Trumka. Let's hear it for a great, great trade union leader, Chris Erickson. The AFL-CIO and the anti-labor movement has your back today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes to win a contract here. You want good wages, you want decent retirement, and you want quality, decent health care. That's not too much to ask for. So where the hell is the company? See, I have a message for Tom Rutledge. Get to the table today and negotiate a contract and put the best workers you'll ever see back on the job. Tom took home almost $100 million last year. That's more than 2,500 times what the average worker makes. And then ask us to pay more for our health care and our retirement, and then try to strip our job security and overtime pay away, and then say, I got mine, but I want a piece of yours. We got words for him. We're going to get a fair deal here. We will continue to exercise our right to strike until the company gives us a fair piece of the pie. We will not retreat in the face of corporate greed. I'm proud of my brothers and sisters at Local 3 for going on strike. It takes guts, and it's a tremendous sacrifice. And I'm encouraged by all the unions and other groups that are out here today, public and private, big and small. Standing together, fighting together, winning together. This is what solidarity is all about. And we're going to stand together, arm in arm, for as long as it takes to win a contract here. We're the labor movement, and no one pushes us around. An injury to one is an injury to all. They won't injure Local 3 without taking all of us on. God bless you. We can't win this fight alone. We need help from City Hall. We need help from the governor's office. We need help from the elected officials. They need to call out this corporation for what it is. Our New York City public advocate, Tish James.
What do we want?
Contract.
And what do we want it?
No!
No corporation will bring you down because you represent the heart and the soul of America! Now is the time to bring this corporation to the table and settle this contract! Cancel the franchise and bring this corporation to the city! We are witnessing in this country a race to the bottom, and this is not a right to work state, and it never will be! We are witnessing record corporate profit at the same time that your wages are being stagnated. We are seeing record poverty in this country and in the city and the state. And if we don't stand together as one, these corporations will bring us down. Hell no! What do you say?
Hell no!
What do you say?
Hell no!
We've got to stand together and say to this corporation that you need to come to the table and negotiate.
Aretha action there.
We have found two of the sisters. They've been on strike for 6 months. I can only imagine what it's like. Tell us about the work that you both do and what it's been like to be on strike for 6 months.
My name is Sandrina Bennett. I'm a level 5 technician. I'm from Northern Manhattan, and we've been on strike without a contract. No benefits, no nothing, no money.
My name is Shanta Jackson. I'm from Northern. I've worked for Spectrum Time Warner 14 years. It's been really, really difficult. My husband is a sole provider in my household at the moment. We're always robbing Peter to pay Paul, but we have to stand up for what we believe in and strongly believe we need a union, we need a fair contract, and hopefully we'll get that soon so we can get back to work and we can continue to provide for our families and for ourselves.
So what kind of work do you do? And then tell us what a fair contract would look like.
Level 5 is a journeyman. Of course, I'm a journeywoman. As a technician, I do installations and repairs. I've been in that field for 14 years with Spectrum, willing and open to providing the customers with great customer service and making them happy. It's really important to see them with a smile on their face when you leave.
We really need a contract because I have a daughter, a sick child. She has sickle cell. So she's in and out of hospital. So without those benefits, I don't know how I would be able to take care of my child. I'm having problems now taking care of my child. I'm a single parent. My bills is backed up. Hopefully they can come to the table and get things going.
By a fair contract, we're meaning to just keep everything that we have in place. Everything that we have, it works very well for us. If they want give back, they don't want to contribute into the JIB. The JIB is our fund, our pension, our annuity. That's how they compensate us for, well, compensate us with our benefits, our medical, dental, health coverage.
Right.
And our future, because without contributing their contributions into the JIB, it will hinder us when we retire.
It's been 6 months now, and they brought in scabs. Are they able to provide any kind of level of service with that? And second of all, do you think they're trying to break the union?
They're determined to break the union. Yes, they have brought in scabs. I would assume it will take two of them to accomplish what one of us can do. It's very difficult to see them doing the jobs. We have several videos and things, recordings where they're working unsafely. It can be a dangerous job. It's very frustrating. I am suffering. My family is suffering.
Are you angry that there wasn't more media here? There weren't that many news trucks here. This was a very significant rally. People have marched over the Brooklyn Bridge. It's a major, major battle for working people. What do you say to mass media who seems to have blanked out this struggle of working men and women?
Absolutely. It's very frustrating. And although the news isn't showing up to our events, and though they aren't doing what they're supposed to do, we understand that the money is a key here for the news and everything, so they aren't broadcasting. They aren't broadcasting the ways we're trying to provide the world of who we are and what we're experiencing and what we're going through.
Well, maybe some of the politicians that go on these news programs, they're not going to be asked about this by the people who question them, but maybe they should just bring it up.
Yeah, the politicians, we greatly appreciate their support. But we definitely need a little more action from the politicians. We want help. We want them to support us. We want them to stand by us. And they're standing by. We need action. We need them to push these guys to give us a fair contract. That's all we really want, is a fair contract. And we need these guys to move it forward.
We heard the talk from the politicians. Now we want them to walk that talk.
And we want to thank both of you.
Shanta Jackson.
Shanta Jackson.
And Sunny Bennett.
Local 3! Local 3! Local 3!
So if you could please welcome Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer.
You never, ever let us down! The Charter Spectrum is letting us down! These companies are supposed to go like this. They can charge more, but that money is supposed to go back into the investments in their workers and to service. Is that happening here? No! This company, Charter Spectrum, they have a TV franchise. They signed a contract with the people of the city of New York. and that contract recognizes your right to bargain collectively. Is that happening? No! It's about greed and power. Now, we know the mayor is auditing Charter for its compliance with the franchise agreement, but that should not end there. They need to do more, yes.
Yes,
that's right. Companies that fail to do right by their workers and fail to do right by their customers, they need to be accountable. And I'm not talking just about Charter. Verizon is also on notice. These companies think they are powerful enough to get away with mistreating workers, mistreating customers, and failing to live up to their agreements. We will show them they are wrong! Charter Spectrum must do the right thing and give Local 3 a fair contract, and we'll keep standing on 96th Street and Broadway at the DW bus station where I've been until they do the right thing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Local 3! And we will keep fighting! Thank you!
And this was a rally of righteous anger of IBEW Local 3 workers.
We're waiting for this.
They marched over the Brooklyn Bridge. They've been out on strike for 6 months. You know what we've all got to do?
We've got to do is threaten Spectrum Charter Communications to revoke their franchise. We have to tell people to threaten to quit Spectrum Charter and go to another carrier, boycott Spectrum Charter.
Until they come to the table with a fair and equitable agreement for local IBEW Local 3.
We have to do that across the country because Charter is a national corporation in over 40 states. And unions throughout the entire country have got to start put pressure on them. And this is one of the things they'll understand.
Support IBEW, Local 3 workers, righteous anger. Make sure our brothers and sisters are back at work. And I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
And we're reporting from Foley Square. And you can find out more about the strike by going to newyorkcabletruth.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.